Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Mix. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
What's up?
Oh, I messed up the stream. Here we go. There we go. I'm Warren. That's Alardo. And today, we have a... I don't know what to call it. It's a nice episode. It's a nice little average episode. A warm-up episode, I'll say. To get back into it. Episode 40. No Time to Die, the newest James Bond movie. And yeah, we'll also be talking about Venom 2 and Money Heist, the first two parts, as recommended by our good friend Alex. And we'll also be doing a top five today for the first time in a while. So yeah, that'll be fun. But first, let's go to the main event, No Time to Die, starring Daniel Craig. I don't know the director. Do you know the director?
Cary Joji Fukunaga.
Nice.
Yep. First American to direct.
Wow, really?
Sorry. There's something like that. Yeah, I don't know if he's the first American, but there's like some sort of stat, like interesting stat. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, the last Daniel Craig James Bond, because he doesn't want to do the role anymore, correct?
Yeah.
So,
like, for sure, he said, well.
So if he wasn't if he wasn't sick of it, would they just have kept going or what?
I mean, he is kind of getting old. Well, Bond is, like, usually kind of old.
Mm.
He was, like, when he was first cast, he was getting, like, railed for, like, being young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe they would have made more.
But yeah, so No Time to Die. He, in fact, had a lot of time to die. It was a very long movie. but
2 hours. And...
yeah, it was like 3 hours, right? Oh, pretty much.
Almost 3 hours, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we'll open it up with your thoughts, Alardo.
Yeah, I thought it was a good conclusion. Like, I did get the sense that, like, they didn't really have to, because the last one kind of ended pretty nicely too. But yeah, he wanted out, so they made another one, and I thought it was good.
Yeah,
I like new characters. All the women were good, and you know this series gets like trashed for how it depicts women or whatever.
Oh, true.
I thought yeah, Paloma and the new 00 were good. The action was good. The Stairwell fight was really good because it was all one take. That was like really nice to
see. Oh yeah, that was a sick fight scene for sure.
Yeah, the emotion, well, I feel like the emotion could have been a little bit better, but I feel like these movies are all like that anyway, where like the emotion never really, they don't really care about it anyway, so
yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and give a spoiler warning because we need to spoil this.
All right, cool.
So get out if you haven't seen it. But honestly, well, okay, I went into it and I was like, okay, he's gonna die, they're gonna kill him. But then I got into the movie and then I was like, wait, he could actually just have like a nice happy family as an ending. So like I was hopeful for it, and then it ended the way it did, with him, you know, being all heroic and whatever. Which he totally had time to get off the island, by the way. Did he not? Yeah. He totally could have got out of there.
I feel like, yeah, that's what I kind of wanted. Because it would have been more tragic that way. Or it's like, he can get, like, he can live, but he can't be with them.
Yeah.
Because he got fucking things, right?
Maybe that was too fucked up, if they let him live and then...
yeah, I feel like they probably had that, but they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
How'd you feel?
Also, I feel like Daniel Craig was like, kill me, like I want zero chance to be able to come back.
Yeah. True. Yeah it's probably, I have to die here. What'd you think of Rami Malek?
He was good. He's for some, every time like somebody wins an Oscar, they're like, all right, Bond villain.
Is that how it works? I didn't notice that.
And then like for this like series, that's how it's been. Like the guy that was in this movie too, he was like the villain in the last one.
Yeah,
he was also an Oscar winner, and then Skyfall also had an Oscar winner.
Hmm.
But I liked him. Yeah, he's pretty good.
I thought. I thought they. I don't know. I just thought he was kind of like boring, I guess. like compared
Or
to,
like his last villain.
yeah, like
Yeah.
it's kind of like, oh, that's kind of lame, you know?
Mm.
Not really because of Rami Malek, just because of the story, I guess. Like his whole thing's
Yeah,
kind of
like
lame.
his character.
Yeah. So I wanted it to be more epic. I like the whole daughter thing dynamic.
That
Thought
was interesting.
that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, like anytime like you do something where it's like Bond has like a daughter, it's like, yeah, he's gonna fucking like do whatever it takes to like protect her, you know? It's like that's awesome, yeah.
Oh, and speaking of that, reminds me of that triple kill scene where he was like, Rami Malek has his daughter,
Oh
and then
yeah.
he's like, please, please. And then he freaking does a super cool triple kill to kill all the guards surrounding him. And it was sick. That's the cleanest kills I've ever seen. And then, oh, another highlight for me. I didn't expect to like laugh during this movie, but do you remember the part
Yeah,
where
those.
yeah, it was pretty funny actually. But there was that part where Rami Malek has the daughter and they're like walking out, and then all of a sudden, I forget what happened, like she stopped and he was like, "Yo, do you not want my protection?" And she was
Oh yeah,
like,
he was like, "Yeah, I see
like, all
you."
right, leave. She just walked away, and I was like, okay. That shit was so funny to me for some reason. I was just like, what? Okay, see you later. But yeah, I don't even know what else to say about it. Yeah, new 00 was good.
Do you have any ideas who they're gonna cast next?
Who would be a good James Bond?
Everybody is saying either Henry Cavill or Idris Elba. I want an unknown.
Henry Cavill would be good. But yeah, I think an unknown might be better. Isn't Henry Cavill American too?
He's not American.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure he was up for like the same time as Daniel Craig, but they got Daniel Craig instead.
Wait, so he has a British
And
accent?
yeah, he does. Yeah, he's super handsome.
What?
Oh, because you only know him as Superman,
He's
though.
Superman, yeah.
Yeah.
How can we have a British
Yeah.
Superman? Damn. Superman's
You
American as
think,
fuck, that's why.
dude, you think us Americans be putting out people like that? Come on.
Much McDonald's these days. Okay, yeah, you have a point. I think Henry Cavill would be good, or let me just Google. Say something while I Google British actors.
Play something? Oh, sheesh. Oh, now I got pressure on me. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I just want to unknown. Like, all these big names, like, they probably got better stuff to do anyway. So it's like, just
Ooh,
get an unknown.
ooh, ooh.
Go for it.
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I would watch that. Martin Freeman's too lame.
Martin Freeman. I mean,
I mean, he's not like
feel bad for
lame, but
laughing. Feel
huh?
bad for laughing. Just
I
imagining
know.
him as Bond. Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't fit.
He's always like, I don't know if it's the camera work or what, but he always looks short. He always looks short. So
True, yeah,
I don't
he just, yeah, he must be really short, like they can't even hide it kind of thing. Or Orlando Bloom, what is he doing now?
Orlando Bloom. Wow, what is he doing?
He'd be a good one, I think. Daniel Radcliffe.
He's short too.
How tall is Daniel Craig? Let me see. 'Cause he doesn't look that tall. See, Daniel Craig's 5'10". How tall is Radcliffe?
Radcliffe? I remember like seeing it and I was like, oh, I'm as tall as him.
Oh, he's 5'5", yeah.
Yeah. That
Wow.
sounds right.
He's short. Harry Potter.
It's Harry. Yeah, that's Harry Potter.
But yeah, okay. So, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good movie. A little long. You know what? I also wanted to detest those fucking credits in the beginning of the movie. I hate that shit.
The like the old that's
The
like a
old-fashioned credits. I hate
that's
it.
James Bond though.
I
That's like their
know.
thing.
Now that this is a new Bond, I suggest getting rid of it. Like, I hate
Nah,
it.
they need it. That's also how they get their Oscar for best original song.
Dude, oh. Because you're just sitting there like, cool, I don't care about these names, you know? Like, oh.
That's the staple. They gotta have those.
I know. It's so, like, ugh. One of those traditions we should get rid of. But anyway, what would you give it out of five?
It's a solid three. It was all right.
Yeah, I would go three as well. It wasn't like great. It was okay. I feel like all the Bond movies are like mostly just okay though. Like a little cheesy. Like they could honestly be better.
I was scared to say that because I feel like, I don't know, like when I go on the internet, people just like love the Bond movies. And I just think they're like
It's yeah, it's
pretty
kind of
good.
weird. They're like okay,
I feel like,
yeah.
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, they're fine. They're not like, you have to see it, you know?
Yeah. There's some cheesy lines in there too. I don't know. It's a couple times where he was talking to the girl and I went like, "Oh, like ugh." 'Cause you know me, like I hate romance or not
Yeah.
hate, but like I don't prefer romance movies and like cheesy shit. And like some of it was good, some of it was like eh, rough. But yeah, solid three, definitely would watch. I don't know if I would watch it again. But yeah, I hope for these next set of Bond movies that they do some different things because parts of Bond stuff is like a little outdated. I feel like it could be better. It's 2021, you know? We gotta keep
Compared to
evolving.
everything else that's coming out,
Exactly.
like Mission Impossible, like I feel like those movies are like
Yeah,
crazy.
those are must watches. Like, really good. So.
The most recent ones, anyway. I haven't watched the first three.
Oh yeah, the recent ones. Even the first three, I feel like were really good for the time. Oh, excuse me. But yeah, definitely go check it out. It's still in theaters. And our other feature film that we watched was Venom 2.
Let there be carnage.
Let There Be Carnage, starring oh shoot, I forgot his name.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy, thank you, and Woody Harrelson. All I could think of was Woody
Yeah.
Harrelson at that moment. But yeah, what did you think of it?
Thought it was a good follow-up to the first one. The first one was like, yeah, the best, I told you this, the best parts of the first one for me were Venom and Eddie talking. And then that's all this movie was their relationship, so yeah. I could see like other people being like that's not for them though, you know. Like they expected more action movie, like Marvel type stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was like good too. I like the dynamic between them, but I feel like they kind of overdid it a little bit in this movie.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, like that's literally all it was about.
yeah, and it got kind of borderline cheesy and like cringy. The fight scenes are pretty good. And I wasn't, it got kind of really like Godzilla King Kong-y at the end with the bell tower, I feel like. And it didn't really, it felt like my dad would say like, oh, too much, you know? Like, I don't know how to describe it well, but you know what I mean.
I like that it was quick. Like it was like, compared to No Time to Die, it was like an
Oh
hour
yeah, it was
30.
like that.
Like
Like the it moved really quick.
they knew they just wanted to make like a fun little thing, and that was it.
I feel like they could have maybe, I don't know, in on that, do you think it moved like a little too quick in some places? Like they could have developed it more in some places, you think?
I could see that, but for me personally, it's just like for a superhero movie, like that's how it should be, you know? Like I like that. Well, with the story they're trying to tell, like it was like good to be like more like fast like that.
I feel that. Okay, so what else was there to talk about in this movie?
Yeah, I watched this like a while ago.
Oh, end credits. I don't remember.
Oh yeah. Well, first, what do you think of Carnage, I guess, the
Oh, Woody
main bad guy?
Harrelson. I liked Woody Harrelson. He's
What
just, he
about?
must have had fun. Like, he looked like he was having fun
Yeah,
being a
he looked
crazy
like
white
this.
guy. It was pretty
What do you
awesome.
think of his romance with Shriek? I forgot her name. I just called her
I don't
Shriek.
know, she felt so like side character-y the whole movie, and I don't know, I wasn't really like she was there, it felt like for me. I was like, oh yeah. this girl. Oh, I want to ask you about the guy. He had blue eyes at the end.
Oh yeah.
I didn't understand why.
there's another symbiote after Carnage. His name's Toxin, and he's a good guy. He's a good symbiote. So they're probably teasing that.
But how'd that happen though?
I don't know.
It happened.
He got a symbiote somehow. He probably got a symbiote, and that was it.
I know, and I was like, "What happened right there? Are you gonna explain that?" And then they just moved on, and I never saw him again on camera.
Yeah.
So that was a little like what, but ooh, I like the fights where the bell was ringing and they were going back and forth between Venom and the actual people.
Oh yeah,
that was cool. Oh,
yeah, that was like another thing happened in the first movie like once, and I was like, oh, that was cool. And then this movie like did that
more. Yeah. Yeah, so that was a pretty cool scene there. I can't think of anything else.
I mean, I think like you say it's cringy, but I told you this too. Like I feel like they knew it was like silly.
Yeah.
Like, pushing it a little bit. And that's why just the title, Let There Be Carnage, like that's ridiculous.
True. Oh god. Yeah. Well, what would you give it out of 5?
That's also a 3. It's just like a with that runtime, that's a selling point right there. Hour 30 minutes, yes please.
True. I'll go 2.5 because I liked the Bond movie a little better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would go see it. I would recommend seeing it after it's out of the theater. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Russ, who's in the chat here. He said he had to go because he doesn't want spoilers, though. But
oh yeah, did you want to talk about the post credit scene?
Yeah. Oh, Russ. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about the post credit scene. So I'm pretty sure Russ dipped. So what was it again? It was he was in the hotel room.
Yeah, he was in the hotel room, the motel hotel.
Holiday Inn.
I don't know. I forget what the conversation was, but Venom was like, "You want to see something or something like that."
Yeah, and he had like he was like saying he was like flexing how smart he is. He was like, "I have all this knowledge, right?"
And I was like, see some knowledge.
But then.
And then they like transport to like another fucking hotel room, or like an
same hotel room. Same hotel room, different multiverse, or
we don't know
something like that.
We just know that now. They know about Spider-Man.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty hype. Do you think he's going to be in the Spider-Man movie?
I have no idea what they're doing. I'm so confused. Like, yeah.
I like it that way, though. I don't want to, like, predict anything. I want them to just throw it at me. So this is good. I can't wait for Eternals.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be...
I've seen the trailer for that.
Yeah, it's going to be sick. I think it comes out after our next episode, though, so it'll be 2 episodes from now we talk about it, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so Venom 2, definitely check that out before the next superhero movie comes. And for our show, we were supposed to do Money Heist and Squid Game, but my busy ass didn't get to watch Squid Game yet because I was one show at a time kind of thing. So sorry about that. 2 more weeks and then we're going to talk about Squid Game. Maybe it'll give more of you a chance to check it out. But it's like huge on Netflix right now. But yeah, so instead we're going to talk Money Heist. This was recommended to us by Alex. I kept seeing it on Netflix for a bit, but then I never got around to it. But what did you think of it?
I was like hesitant to like start it, like, oh, you know, there's like so many episodes. And yeah, with TV is like, I don't want to, you know, like even anime is a struggle and it's only like 20 minutes. But yeah, once I watched that first episode, I was like, oh damn, I gotta keep watching, you know. Like just the premise of like a heist in real time, like that is like made for TV, you know, like that's perfect for TV.
Yeah,
and it's just so interesting to watch, and they set it up in a way where it's like it's going on for days, so it's like, like, damn, they must have been, like, having so much fun writing it. So, yeah, it's just really good. I feel like it does, like, dip a little, like, at the end of part one and at the start of part two. But then, it's so good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, like, once it gets going, it gets going.
Yeah. The characters, some of them are frustrating.
Dude, you beat me to it. They literally, there's so many people literally trying to fuck everything up. They're trying so hard.
I can tell it's just like, it's just the writers being like, okay, we need drama, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for them to mess up. Oh, shit. So it's just, they need drama. So it can't be clean the whole way through because that's just boring.
Yeah.
So they need drama, but still, it's like, it's still frustrating to be like, what are you, bro, you can go so clean.
Dude.
You're like making things so difficult.
Tokyo in particular was pissing me off. I was like, just fucking chill. Just fucking chill for 5 seconds and let the professor save your ass. Like, oh my god.
I know.
I feel like
she's supposed to be the main character. She's so frustrated.
I
what
know.
Are you doing?
Holy shit. And then she
that
like
shows, like, oh yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say she had like a domino effect almost on like everybody else. Just
everything. Yeah.
Literally just destroying the whole thing. Oh. But anyway, yeah, you go.
Like, that shows how good their characters are, though. Like, you can still, like, it's not like you're getting mad at the writers, you're getting mad at her, right? Like, she still feels like, if everything she does, it still feels like, oh, okay, yeah, a person would do that.
Though. Yeah, like, plausible, for sure.
And, like, Archerito, oh my gosh, my god.
Him too! Dude.
Top 10 hated freaking.
There were so many times where I was like, dude, I would have just shot this dude already.
I know! But they needed, like, zero casualties, so I was like, all right.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know about that, though.
But, yeah, that guy, every time he did something, I was like, all you need to do is relax. They literally don't want anybody to die. So it's like, what are you doing? You're going to get people killed, bro.
So I got an interesting question for you. Who on the heist team did you relate the most to? Like, if you were in the heist, who would you be most like?
Oh, relate?
Like, who would you be the most like in a heist?
I wouldn't even be freaking hired for this type of stuff.
No, like, but if you were.
Damn, that's crazy. I don't know. What do you think?
Honestly, I was going to say I'd be more like Berlin, just like fed up and just like not. Because he always was all right, well, we got to punish this person.
This is a job. They're professionals, man.
Yeah, like he had like a short fuse too and just like he probably would have shot Arturo if he could. Stuff like that, cause like, yeah, seeing everybody else run it down and just like, it would have aggravated me so much.
The professor too, just like him, he's playing chess, man. He's so cool. He knows everything. He's like, all we're doing is buying some time. Like every time, he's just like, oh, we're just
yeah. And then
like, he knows
the so greetings good. And everything. Like, oh, aren't you gonna say hello? It's like, bro, it only buys you like a minute. Oh, yeah, he still does it. Yeah, I think. Guess,
what was his name again? The Sun?
Denver?
Yeah, I'll go with him. I'd be like him, you know, just.
Yeah, you would be like Denver.
Yeah, goody two shoes a little bit.
I can see that. Or wait, I feel like Rio was more of the goody two shoes, though.
Rio's so. Well, he was pretty annoying, too.
Yeah, he was pretty annoying, though.
I don't want to relate to him.
Yeah. Yeah, Denver's good. I could also see you like being the professor. You kind of have almost the professor kind of look with no beard.
Oh, yeah.
You just get some facial hair. You could probably do that for Halloween even. But yeah. Okay, what else is there?
And even like just parts 1 and 2 were like, I feel like it's supposed to be done, right? And they're just like, it was hot. So they're just like, let's make more. Because parts 1 and 2 felt like a complete story.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I don't even know, like, where are they gonna go from here?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Like, where are they gonna go? It has to be. Maybe they do another. I don't know. They have to do another heist, right? It's called Money Heist.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't just be running away for 3 seasons. What'd you think of the whole like inspector? There was a lot of love themes.
Oh, yeah.
In the show, and I was kind of at times I was kind of like, but.
Yeah, I got, like, once it started, I got what they were going for. They were gonna, yeah, there was just more drama that they needed, right?
Yeah.
That was fine. All right, cool. But they needed to give the professor a weakness. Like, that was, like, the first thing. I was like, oh, they need to.
Oh, true.
nerf him a bit, and then that's how they're doing it. Like, all
right. That's a good way to put it, because if he didn't have that, he would just be, nothing would go wrong. Like, he would just be unstoppable. I liked,
that was his weakness,
yeah. Yeah. And I liked the beginning, how it was like, okay, everything is like planned out. Like, we expected you to do this, and then like down the line, it's like, oh wait, like this wasn't the plan, but then it actually was the plan. But then the further in, it's like, oh, this wasn't really the plan though.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Overall, what would you give it overall? The first couple seasons, anyway.
Part one and two were pretty good. I'll say four. If I did do halves, it'd get that half.
But wow.
I don't do halves yet, so.
I do halves, but I'd still go four. It aggravated me a little too much at times. I was like, what are you doing? But, overall four.
It's just, because for me, it's just like, just that, like, premise is, like, so genius. Like, it's one of those things where I'm, like, jealous, you know? Like, oh, why didn't I think of that? It's so good.
Do you think we can do parts 3 and 4?
Well, part 5 isn't even done yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was thinking we could just wait for that. And that's in December.
Hmm.
Or January, I forget.
Let's see, what do we have for... I think we might need something for next episode.
We got Squid Game, right?
Shit, we do have Squid Game. So we have...
Like a TV show?
Well, Squid Game's like... Yeah. So we should just do... How long is Squid Game? Is it like long?
Well, it's shorter than Money Heist, so...
Oh, really? Okay. Well, let's just do Squid Game because it's hot, and then maybe we'll come back to Money Heist.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely go check that out. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original, right?
I'm pretty sure it was on something first, and then Netflix picked it up.
Did you...
Parts 3, 4, 5.
Did you watch it in, like, the English dub or, like, with the subtitles?
I watched the subtitles.
Oh, I watched the English dub.
I mean, I'd do that too if I was like, if I wasn't as into it, then I'd do that, but yeah.
Mm.
Like, I like hearing their performances, you know, in their other language.
I feel that. Yeah, I was curious about it, but then, like, it gave me the English when I pressed play, so I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely go check that out. It's on Netflix. All right. Now we have our first top five in a while. Our top five Daniel Craig, our top five Daniel Craig James Bond movies. Now, we are aware that there are only five Daniel Craig James Bond movies, but we're just going to rank them. Do you have your ranking ready?
I do.
Would you like to drop your number five first?
My number five is Skyfall. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
It's Quantum of Solace.
Oh,
that should be everybody's number five.
Dude, we are on the same page, sir.
Yeah.
But why was it the number five for you?
It's just, out of all of them, that's just like the most, like that is the most action movie ever. Or it's just like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, cool.
Straight cookie cutter action. Yeah, that's my number five as well. Quantum of Solace. Dude, if you had Skyfall at five, I would have been like really concerned because it's like we have completely different lists. But yeah, what was your number four?
My number four is now things are about to my number four is Casino Royale.
Well, no, I'm surprised. Well, I also have Casino Royale at four.
Oh, okay.
So we're on the same page here.
People are getting mad at us, and we're not getting mad at each other.
Yeah, yeah. This is good. This is good. But why did you have it at four?
Casino Royale. I was like surprised because I know people like this is their like Daniel Craig Bond movie. Like this is their favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, I was like, what the like? Like I like the spy scenes and like the poker scenes, and when there was action it was good, but like the main story was him falling in love but then she betrays him and then he can never trust again, right?
Yeah.
And like that story, like it just didn't work for me. Like it wasn't
I agree. I agree. And it's not really my kind of story, and it's
Yeah.
like
Like I didn't buy them falling in love, you know? And I didn't think there was enough in the relationship for him to be like, "Oh, now I will never trust anyone again because, you know, she." Like I didn't
Yeah.
buy it. So I was like, yeah, all right.
He is being
But the
hella
poker scenes are really
dramatic.
good though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, it's not that it's bad, it's just yeah, anyway.
The next ones are better.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, number three.
Mine's a Spectre.
What? Sir, I think we might have the same list.
Oh shit, we do have the same list. Like this movie, people will trash too. They think it's like they say Quantum of Solace is better, but I'm just like, what the hell? Like this movie is like probably if they changed some things, it could have been as good as Skyfall, I feel like. If like the villain, if they put him in it more and they like focused on more other things better. Like
True.
the romance again. Like the romance in that movie again was like
Yeah.
not as well built up.
Yeah, I remember kind of getting lost in it sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty much the same thing as you. Like it stuck out. Like I don't remember a lot of these movies, but this one kind of stuck out a little more to me, and like I don't know, it was just slightly better. But yeah, so
And I
that
like the
means
characters better too. Like the characters in this movie are really good. Like the villains, even though people don't like the main villain, I liked him. And Dave Bautista was so, like
Who is the villain in this one again?
it was Blofeld. He was in the new one too.
Oh, that's
He
right.
was
That's
in the
right.
jail cell.
Yeah. I get him. Wait, do you say Dave Bautista?
Yeah, he was a henchman and he like never talked the entire time and I thought that was awesome.
Really? I don't even
He
remember him at
only
all.
said before he died, he only said one word. It was like shit. And then that was his only line in the entire movie.
Rewatch. I didn't know he was even in it.
But yeah. I like yeah, like I liked it better than Casino Royale, so that's why it's my number three.
Yeah, I agree.
And also like the story too. Like the idea that like this is what it's all been leading up to. I felt that, you know, like he's the mastermind. Like all his villains before, like they were under this guy, you know, and I felt that.
Yeah, like the build-up was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means you have No Time to Die at 2, I
I
assume.
do.
All right,
I
yes,
do.
we have the same list. Whew. But yeah, that's the most recent one. It's just not as good as Skyfall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Skyfall is really good. That's
Skyfall
the movie where
was.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. That's the reason I
This
watched
is
this one,
Bond.
is because of
Yeah.
Skyfall. Like, the chapel. Do I really have to. I mean, it was really good. There's just so many twists and turns,
And
and.
it's just the best villain too. Like the villain also like carries it for me.
Yeah,
He's
for
just a really
sure.
he's so interesting.
Absolutely.
And also just like Bond story with M is like really interesting too. She yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Whew, yeah. Such a great set of movies, man. I'm kind of sad Daniel Craig doesn't want to do it anymore, but I understand.
Yeah, he got his Knives Out sequels. He said, "See ya."
Yeah. I still haven't watched that. I still need to get to that. But eventually. So is that all of them? We did all of them? No Time to Die.
Yep.
Yep. And they're all like 3 hours long, right?
They're
Or
all over 2 hours,
like
yeah. Or
freaking
except for
long.
Quantum of Solace. Quantum of Solace, like as action, like that's an action movie right there.
True. Yeah, they just make them absurdly long. Like, I'm not like against it, but yeah.
Yeah, as long as like for me, when I know it's like gonna be over 2 hours, then I'm fine. Like if I didn't know, then I'd be like, oh, damn, okay, fast forward a little bit. But yeah, like I can prefer myself for it.
I feel that. But I'm glad we have the exact same list. This is good. We agree.
Yeah.
So you know what that means, guys, is that it's correct. So you should have the same list
Oh.
as us. We both
Oh.
agreed on this. Let us know your feelings about this. Either in tw on Twitch, on Twitter is a good place to send your opinion at Mixed Podcasting. Shameless plug. Or Instagram also at Mixed Podcasting. Let us know. I'd like to know if you agree with us or not. But yeah, that's all I have for this episode. Wow, I feel like we weren't talking that long, but it's 40 minutes in, so it's pretty good. So next episode, I have Crime Macho, The Guilty. Can you refresh me on what those are again?
Crime Macho, well, we can skip those if you want, too. We don't have to watch them. The Guilty is a Jake Gyllenhaal 911 movie, where he's like a 911 operator. And Crime Macho is the Clint Eastwood movie.
Did you watch both?
I only watched Crime Macho, but...
Is it worth talking about?
We could skip it over, honestly.
Is it just like...
I don't want to be mean, but I don't think we'd talk about it more than, like, you know, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Barely 5 minutes.
Okay, let's boop that then. So I have The Guilty...
Yeah, we could do that.
We only have The Guilty and Squid Game right now.
All right. Coming out, we got Dune. That's definitely something we should watch. It's on HBO Max.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah. For theaters, there's The Last Duel, Last Night in Soho.
I'll pass on those.
All right. And then Netflix, we got Army of Thieves, which is the Army of the Dead prequel.
Didn't we just say we were going to watch that? I feel like, wow, time is flying, huh? We could do The Guilty, Dune, Money Heist 3, and Squid Game. How about that?
Yep.
Cool. Let's roll with that. We got four things for next time. Maybe we'll throw a top five in there. I don't know. We'll see how we're feeling. But yeah, that's it for this episode. Like I said earlier, follow us on socials at Mix Podcasting. We have Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We are most active on Instagram, and I would suggest following us on there. We also post all of these recordings, all these shows on all podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. So check us out if you missed the live ones. But if you like the live show here, be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the live show on this channel every other Wednesday night. We got away from that this past month because, you know, life happens, but we should be getting back into it for the next few weeks or so. Do you have any closing thoughts, sir?
Nope.
Nice. I like the pause. Shout out to Russ for stopping by and hanging out and chatting with us. But yeah, everybody else, we will see you in a couple weeks next time on The Mix. See ya.